stood shoulder to shoulder with our allies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden just took a group photo with our allies at the NATO summit in Lithuania.
We're looking for a continued united NATO.
He will speak tomorrow about the U.S. and our allies' efforts to support Ukraine, as well as meet one-on-one with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two have met before, including here in D.C., and while the U.S. remains a staunch supporter of Ukraine in its war against Russia, the Biden administration says it still does not believe Ukraine is ready to join NATO, at least at this point.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. Zelensky tweeted, "It's absurd Ukraine might not get a NATO invite, saying it'll give Russia motivation to continue its terror." Vermont's under a state of emergency. Parts of it underwater. Dozens of people needed to be rescued, just like Sunday in New York, where one woman was swept away and killed in Orange County. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is there.
There are crumbling streets and debris spanning miles. The rushing water was powerful enough to mangle train tracks as it moved through kind of like a waterfall. That's how a lot of people described it. All through these towns, it brought in massive trees and then also boulders with it. So very dangerous scene. A lot of people felt trapped inside their homes.
Michael Burham still on the run after escaping Thursday from the Warren County, Pennsylvania jail. State Police Lieutenant Adam Reed just tells Fox, not only is Burham an outdoor survivalist, he may have some help.
He's local to the area there. He has ties to western, southern New York as well.
Former President Trump, the frontrunner in the Republican race trying to get that job back, wants to delay a trial in the classified documents case until after the 2024 election. His legal team saying it'll limit their ability to get a fair and impartial jury. The former president's pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal charges over classified materials he took after leaving office. This has another grand jury is being seated in Georgia to consider criminal charges against the former president or his allies over his efforts to overturn 2020 election results. America's listening to Fox News.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
House Republicans plan to give an update this week in their investigation into President Biden and his son Hunter's business dealings. Now, an update from Fox's Alexandria Hoff on one of the key witnesses they hoped could testify.
Gal Luft, he was arrested in Cyprus in February, then he went on the run. So in this indictment that was unsealed yesterday, the Department of Justice has revealed that they have charged Luft for operating as an unregistered foreign agent, among other things there, including arms trafficking. Now, Luft believes that these charges are intended to keep him from testifying to the House Oversight Committee about claims that he has made that the Biden family allegedly received payments from sources tied to the Chinese military. Now, hear from House Oversight Chair James Comer.
He was getting paid like the Bidens from CEFC. We want to speak with everyone that we can find who was also on the payroll of CEFC like the Bidens.
Now, a House Oversight Subcommittee will hold a COVID hearing today, probing Republican allegations that some of the federal government tried to suppress the China lab leak theory as the origin of the virus outbreak. At the same time, there will be a Senate hearing into the controversial merger between the PGA Tour and Saudi-backed LIV Golf.
The PGA Tour's chief operating officer and a board member will testify before a Senate subcommittee, but the LIV Tour's CEO will not be in attendance. Critics have raised concern about Saudi Arabia's record on human rights.
The kingdom has three ways of doing business. They either bribe you, they threaten you, or they kill you.
That's Terry Strada with 9/11 Families United. Lawmakers are wanting details on the terms of the agreement and how it came together, as well as the PGA Tour's plans to keep its tax-exempt status. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
In baseball, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. won the Home Run Derby 16 years after his father won it. Tonight, the All-Star Game is in Seattle on Fox. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. Illinois planning the largest construction program in state history, nearly $41 billion multi-year program to fix and repair infrastructure. The proposal aims to invest more than $27 billion in roads and bridges, nearly $14 billion program for other modes, including transit, freight, and passenger rail. Champaign Fire says one person has minor injuries after a Saturday morning fire. It happened at an apartment complex near Kaufman Lake at Springfield Avenue and Ginger Bend Drive. That fire stayed contained in one unit. That unit and the one above it had minor smoke damage. City of Gibson announced Monday morning all water restrictions have been lifted in the town effective immediately. It comes after several rounds of beneficial rain in the region. In late May, the city first announced water restrictions after the groundwater levels were declining due to the flash drought. Folks are experiencing some drought around the country. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, thank you, Jim Miller. ESPN 93.5. Good morning. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning. Beautiful outside.
Really nice morning. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Different businesses bound to have different needs and preferences. So for your office copy and printing needs, Watts Copy Systems, your premier local partner. Call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428. Set up a no-cost assessment. Watts Copy, where service is more than a promise. Well, we get with Greg Solier. He's our meteorologist who knows all about the weather. I see maybe a little coming later in the week, perhaps, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. A likelihood that we'll get into a couple of rounds of some pretty good coverage, shower, thunderstorm business across the area. We think the bulk of maybe the nastiness should play out across parts of the western and southwestern Corn Belt, as in western and southern Iowa, eastern Nebraska, Missouri may take their lumps pretty good, but that's the worst of the drought, at least as it applies to some sections of the western Corn Belt at the current time. So, and maybe all or nothing from an inch or two to maybe 5 or 6 inches of rain coming down all at once. So the specter of flooding and flash flooding is severe for now, appearing to be greatest back west and southwest, and even far southwest from there, getting clobbered pretty good into parts of Oklahoma this morning, right on the northern and eastern cusp of that intense heat. Last a couple of weeks, it's been Texas and the western Gulf on the heat side of things. This week for Texas and New Mexico and the desert southwest. So that strengthens those winds up aloft and continues to drive weather systems into our neck of the woods. As you guys pointed out, very comfortable morning here in east central Illinois. 66 now over at Willard Savoy, 65 here in Philo and Sydney, 67 Rantoul, 68 at Danville, and Bloomington Normal in at 67. Heading towards an afternoon high today with mostly sunny skies to 88. Increasing clouds tonight. There may be a lone shower thunderstorm that props up well after midnight tonight down to 66, and maybe a shower thunderstorm around here in spots first thing in the morning. Best odds tomorrow in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy in 83. Then a couple of rounds of showers, thunderstorms for tomorrow night, and scattered stuff for morning and late afternoon for the day on Thursday. No real heat or real oppressive humidity, and each day some degree of rainfall. 67 tomorrow night, up to about 84 Thursday. Low to mid 80s for Friday and into early next week. That's seasonal, and each day showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area. Best odds for Friday and Saturday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, she's back. Dr. Mina Bowes, Long Island, New York, Hofstra University, a professor and experts in presidential studies. If I read her bio, it would take the whole morning. Nice to have you back, Mina.
Oh, it's great to be back, Stevie J. I miss talking with you.
Where have you been?
Well, I've been coming. I don't know. I don't think I've made the cut for your show lately.
Well, nice to have you back. All right. So
thank you.
What's going on with NATO and Britain, and what's happening in Britain?
Well, I think what we're seeing in Britain is a country that's had a very chaotic political situation in the past year, with three prime ministers, a coronation, and a pretty significant, economic crisis. So it's there are clearly some major domestic issues that really don't point to any kind of failures on the part of the United States. These are UK issues, not US issues. So I really think that the summit that's coming up has some major questions about Ukraine, and the question of cluster munitions is a major issue. But I'm not sure that really the topic here about the US UK relations being at a low point. Not sure that really really is accurate or that it accurately reflects the reality.
Well, we got Sweden coming into NATO, I guess, and I don't know if you start talking about Ukraine coming into NATO, Russia's not going to back down on this thing. I mean, I don't know how this thing ends, but it really needs to end, doesn't it?
Do you mean the war?
Yeah, my goodness.
Well, I mean, people who are kind of study defense politics say that this could still be a lengthy process, and you know, where it's going to end is probably not where the boundaries were necessarily in 2020, certainly not back to 2014 when Russia invaded Crimea. But can there be an acceptable agreement for the Ukrainians and the Russians? You know, clearly the United States and allies need to ensure that any agreement is acceptable to the Ukrainians. I mean, Russia's invasion is this textbook violation of international law. So,
decimated this country for 100 years. I mean, that's going to be a long time before they rebuild Ukraine. It's Dr. Mina Bowes, Hofstra University. Okay, so let me make a bold prediction to you. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think Joe Biden will be the candidate. What do you think of that?
We shifted gears. I have to tell you, Stevie J, I know that is right. And people are saying that there's going to be a challenge. I mean, apart from Robert Kennedy Jr., but
what did you see? Robert Kennedy took his shirt off, Mina. Did you see that? Oh my gosh! I mean, the guy can be 60, 69 doing push-ups like that. I mean, that's got to help him in the suburbs. I mean, come on! Wow.
I mean, I think there are. The Democrats, I think, would like to find. There's a lot to commend for the Democrats on Biden, on President Biden. I think probably if the Democrats, could have Biden and 15 years younger or 10 years younger, I mean, yes, that would be, I think probably would build some kind of confidence for more confidence for a second term. But I think it's just, you work with the people you have, and President Biden has a strong record for Democrats. I just don't see who would challenge. That would throw the Democratic Party into such disarray that it would essentially hand the election over to Republicans.
You get a Gavin Newsom in there. He's pretty slick. He's good looking, all that stuff. I mean, you and I probably disagree on a whole bunch of things, but I just think the last 2-3 years have not been very good from my perspective, and I think a lot of perspective with inflation, all the things going on, crime is going crazy. I think Joe Biden's going to be hard to beat because he's an incumbent. I just don't know, Mina. It's hard to look away from. It's actually hard to watch some of his capabilities. I mean, we're all headed that direction. He's just getting old.
But I guess I would say, but CBJ, I mean, what you're saying, kind of your critique of Biden, right? Those are the debates between the two parties. You're not going to find a Democrat who's Gavin Newsom is the governor of California to have a. I think Newsom is likely to be more progressive than Biden on multiple issues.
I know that. Yeah, I know that. Right? I think the capabilities of Biden right now it's just so obvious that he's not the same man. If you look back in a 2012 Paul Ryan debate, it's like, wow, who's that? The guy was pretty good. I mean, he's just getting old.
Well, I mean, 11 years ago, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, at what point are you just too darn old to do the most important job in the world? It's a big job. It's tough.
That is, it's a fair question. I just think, again, this question came up in 2020, right? And Biden won. But again, he won. And I don't think the Democratic Party will stand behind him, the DNC. Okay. And so anyone challenging that is going to divide the party.
Okay, Mina, best trivia I've ever heard in presidential trivia. It's a John Tyler trivia. I'm sure you know this one, but this was just stunning. No, you don't have to know it. It's just stunning to me. John Tyler, 10th president of the United States, born in 1790, right? So he becomes the 10th president. John Tyler, who's born in 1790, has a living grandson today.
Yes, I did actually know that.
My goodness, are you kidding me? Everybody, these men having babies in their 60s and 70s. It's an unbelievable stretch, though.
Crazy.
Well, if we're talking about longevity, there you go. Yes,
there you go.
The most children of any president.
His 93.
Including late in life.
His 93-year-old grandson could be president. Come on, man.
Yes. There's no age limit. There's only age minimum, not a maximum.
That's right. Hey, good catching up. Thanks for your time, Mina.
Likewise.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right, from Hofstra University in Long Island, New York, Dr. Mina Bose. ESPN 93.5, quarter after 7, sports headline.
Did you see any of that home run derby? Vladimir Guerrero Jr., no. Whose dad won it 16 years ago.
I know. Well, why wasn't his dad there? That's interesting.
Oh.
Dad tweeted out.
Okay.
Anyway, that Vlad Guerrero is your... It's fun to watch a home run.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't fun watching Randy Arozarena compete in the championship. Okay. Randy Arozarena was a bench player for the Cardinals, and we traded him away. Traded him away for nothing.
Okay.
Ouch. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So there's
home run
that.
Derby. Yep.
Well, speaking of the Cardinals, we've got your Redbird recap.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight in Seattle. The National League and the American League will go at it. The Cardinals have one representative, and it's Nolan Arenado, who will start at third base for the NL and bat fifth in the order. Arenado hitting .283 on the season with 19 home runs and 62 RBIs. Last night, the home run derby, it was won by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays. The Cardinals will play again on Friday. They take on the Washington Nationals at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals currently in last place in the NL Central, 14 games under .500 and sitting 11.5 games out of the division, trailing the Cincinnati Reds. Aside from Arenado making an appearance tonight, the Cardinals will get some rest and then take on the Nationals on Friday. The Cardinals also featured two prospects in the Futures game over the weekend, pitcher Tank Hentz and outfielder Victor Scott II. I'm Tom Ackerman for the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
All right, we have, where should I begin? Fired Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern.
Yeah, so here's a Northwestern coach, been around for, 26 years, 17 as the head coach, player, assistant coach. I think took over when the guy had a heart attack and died 17 years ago.
Mm.
And he got a chance as an interim, did a great job.
He's only 48.
Hazing and stuff. So things were going on behind it. He says he didn't know about,
right.
Which I'm sure he wasn't in the room, but...
University commissioned an investigation into this hazing, these allegations, this sexual misconduct. He said he was surprised that the president reversed his decision about the two-week suspension and changed it to a firing.
Yeah, I think, again, the more information they got, the worse it sounded, apparently. I don't know. Pat Fitzgerald out at Northwestern. Can any players we want come to Champaign now? Mm-hmm. I think they have a chance to leave if they want. Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, Neighborhood Nights will happen at Larson Park tomorrow. If you want to see Silverweed, a little bluegrass on stage, urbanaparks.org for details.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity, pretty comfortable go of it. And par for the course, July weather, too, shaping up for the day-to-day. And folks still wanting additional drought relief. It's coming our way with multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms for the rest of the week and some scattered activity into the weekend, early next week as well. No extreme heat nor humidity in sight as well. Sunshine, warm for the day-to-day, up around 88 and a southwest breeze. Increase in clouds for tonight. Maybe shower thunderstorm cropping up after midnight down at 66. Tomorrow, occasional showers and thunderstorms, especially back in by afternoon tomorrow with a high around 83 degrees. Clouds, a couple of more scattered showers and thunderstorms for the day on Thursday with a high around 84. Friday into the weekend, back and forth, sun and clouds, late night, early to mid-morning, and late afternoon to early evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, Friday high up around 85. Low to mid-80s continue on for Saturday, Sunday, and for early next week as well with overnight readings down into the 60s. For Steve A.J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon becomes the first U.S. company to challenge EU digital rules and the proposed legislation designed to force big tech to police content online. Amazon arguing it's being unfairly targeted by the law. It filed a petition to annul its designation as a very large online platform under the Digital Services Act, meaning it has extra obligations to go after hate speech and disinformation online. 18 other companies, including Twitter and TikTok, are part of the group singled out by the EU. And Amazon Prime Day is underway. According to MarketWatch, some of the biggest deals are for popular Amazon devices, including Kindle, Echo Dot, and Echo Show, as well as a premium 23andMe Plus DNA kit and Samsung soundbar. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Sometimes when you're thinking, I want to sell my home, you're not sure. You're not sure what that takes. What's staging mean? Well, what are the interest rates if we move to? What is it all? What does it all mean? The Nate Evans Group can help you sort this all out.
And Nate partners with Zillow. A lot of people do know what that is. To create demand for your home, selling it faster and for more money. You can have that smooth transition from selling your home to buying your next one. As he partners with lenders who have creative banking solutions, you don't want to be caught in two mortgages at once. You just call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Talk about your timeline. A friend you can trust has a great team behind them. They all have great experience. As you get home value and hit that button when you go online and visit nateevansgroup.com, it's a pretty cool process, and you could start it up now. Nate Evans Group, do that online search and start packing.
Sell your home.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Okay, so you've got to do this today or tomorrow. I'd do it today because they don't have a zillion. I'm talking about the Blossom Basket.
Nice.
I'm talking about the Bailey family 25th anniversary.
Way to go.
And they've been around, Blossom Basket has been around 70 years today. So if you want a free dozen roses, they're free. Come celebrate with us. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business at the same location for the last 70 years. The Bailey family has owned the business for 25 years. Stop by the Urbana store July 11th and 12th, and you can get your free dozen roses and let them say thank you for supporting them. God has blessed them with great customers, and there's no better way to say thank you than with a dozen free roses. Visit them online at blossombasket.com.
I want to do that. Me too.
So maybe you need to do it too. I mean, I do it today. It's 10 a.m. tomorrow. I mean, it's not an unlimited dozen we're talking about. So
Supplies are limited. So I'd get in as soon as possible this morning.
1002 North Cunningham in Urbana. That's at Cunningham and Kerr. And you can pop by, talk about the Dozen Roses, congratulate them, the Bailey family, on their 25th anniversary out of the 70 years of Blossom Basket.
It's awesome. Okay, just look at it as kind of a Stever bonus. So except you just walk in and say, yeah, Stevie J and Diane, we're talking about this. I want my dozen.
First come, first serve basis.
No, I'd go do this. Why not? You can hand them out a single at a time or give them to your wonderful bride or your great husband
or your staff
or whatever you'd like to do, your neighbor who never talks to anybody. I mean, come on, man.
I've been talking about the community service around this time, all the festivals and fairs and people who step up. That's what I'm going to do, is hand them out and personally thank some of the sponsors and people who are really invested in the 4th of July and Fun Day Festival in Tolono and the like. So good stuff all around with Blossom Basket Florists today.
Maybe your husband Mike would like dozen roses.
Okay, or vice versa. I could tell him to swing them. I'm bringing home.
Okay, how many of you are coming in today? Okay, so there you have
another
it.
Another Anderson family.
That's right. Why are you wearing the fake nose and glasses, fella? We know who you are.
We had a great response with Blossom Basket Florist doing the flowers at my daughter's Anna's wedding a month ago now. And just a great place to work and thinks of everything. Shelby was great on the Blossom Basket team for that.
Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a Stever. It's online right now at GoStever.com. Treating you to steak dinner at the Long Branch in Gifford.
Wow, steak and flowers today.
Wow. Flowers are covered. Just get the Blossom Basket, pick up your dozen. The steak is covered by me with this money I'm giving you. It's $50 to get up to Gifford here in the next. I give you a little more time because they're open Wednesday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you have this weekend, next weekend, and that's it.
Wednesday through Saturday, and Wednesday and Thursday, there's the country fried chicken and different offerings that are more kind of homespun, and I just love the food at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
All right, all you do is go to GoStever, GoStever.com. You enter, you get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. All right, it's 7:27. One more thing about Pat Fitzgerald, fired Northwestern football coach. When somebody asks you about hazing, the good answer is, Coffee Guys suggested this morning, I don't know is a bad answer. I don't know about it is a bad answer. I have a hard time. I mean, you might, the guys do this thing. It's a thing. Oh, let them have fun.
Right.
And then it can get out of hand, like apparently it did. And so you've got, you know, it's July. This is not the optimum time to find a head coach, but you're going to find one because somebody's going to take a slot in the Big Ten, as hard as it is in getting. Boy, I tell you what, if you're not steeped in the NIL with that all set up right now, I think Illinois is pretty well positioned to compete. But I'm telling you what, you're going to have the SEC and the Big Ten. You're going to have a lot of these schools, Easterns and Illinois States, are going to be a kind of a minor league camp now.
Right, right.
Because if you have a really good development in Eastern and somebody really gets good, guess what? They're going to get more NIL money.
Mm-hmm.
Easterns, unless you find an alum millionaire that really wants to be around the players. And spot, and then again, what kind of influence does a guy who gives $1 million toward NIL, what kind of influence do they have on the coach? So there's so many dynamics
yes,
here.
Yes, there are.
Anyway, it's...
But hazing, causing seriously body injury or emotional harm, humiliation, harassment, members of a team or group, sometimes associated with the Greek system. Did you ever have any kind of incident of hazing at all? I know as freshmen, you know, bear crawling at the high school, you know, the freshmen would do that when the seniors, say, drop down.
I never really, because I had older brothers and sister, a sister and older brothers.
Same with me.
It didn't really touch me.
Yeah.
But a lot of freshmen got sat on the fountain and all that other
stuff. Yep, yep.
No. One time in basketball, somebody put me in a sink, but I was sweaty anyway, and I had gym clothes on. So
okay.
Anyway, no, not really. And I think that happens probably at a higher level and a more degree to fraternity with the stupid drinking and all that stuff.
I know that.
So, and I'm sure Pat Fitzgerald didn't know the details, but they knew the guys have fun, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
And then you kind of look away, and then it gets out of hand, and nobody knows it.
Right.
And then you hurt some people. Yeah, it's not a good look to not know what's happening with your ball club. Every really, really, really good detailed head coach knows everything about everything.
Right, and there's one thing to have that kind of pecking order system of doing things and, you know, hey, I'm the senior and you're the freshman.
But you just got, there's a line everybody can cross, and apparently they crossed it. So they'll be looking for a new football coach at Northwestern. All right, ESPN 93.5, we're coming right back. One of our favorite guests, Joe Cardinale, retired lieutenant commander, New York City. Coming up next, 7:30, ESPN 93.5. It's July 11.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Lawyers for Donald Trump want a federal judge to delay his classified documents trial until after the 2024 presidential election, claiming to hold it before it would be unfair to him and his co-defendant. The Department of Justice unveils charges against the missing man, Dr. Gal Luft, who's linked to the House probe of President Biden and his family.
Luft believes that these charges are intended to keep him from testifying to the House Oversight Committee about claims that he has made that the Biden family allegedly received payments from sources tied to the Chinese military.
Fox's Alexandra Hoff, the DOJ slaps charges on Luft, including arms trafficking. A state emergency in Vermont with flash flooding not seen since Hurricane Irene in 2011 and in New York's Hudson Valley.
No matter where you went, there was water.
About a foot of rain turning streams into raging rivers, destroying homes and roads. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. City of Decatur threw a 100th birthday party for its lake, and it was free for all to attend. Organizers wanted to make sure their birthday party was the biggest they've had, and the Staley Foundation helped put it on. The foundation gifted a $675,000 pledge. $150,000 went towards the people of Decatur making memories. One company bringing more affordable housing to Champaign. Apartments are going up near Marketplace Mall. They're located at the intersection of J.T. Kaufman Drive and Neal Street. Construction for the tiny home village at the start in Urbana. The company has already started working in the Parker Glen Apartments, and now they're planning to start phase two by adding more units. Officials in Urbana disappointed with the official count from the 2020 census, leaning towards asking the Census Bureau to undertake a partial special census next spring, where analysis showed a significant drop in population between 2010 and 2020. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Weather this morning brought to you by Carl.
Believe it or not, here at July 11th, we are thinking about the back-to-school physicals and getting ready to keep your kids at the top of their game. Schedule your school or sports physical at a location near you. Visit carl.org for details.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity, par for the course. July weather on tap for the day today. And as expected, a more active weather pattern shaping up heading through the rest of the week and into the weekend, too. Series of disturbances up aloft and then reinforcing cool fronts. And they'll tend to stall out just to our south, with disturbances tracking along them further. And the end result each day, some degree of shower thunderstorm activity and added drought improvement expected for the foreseeable future. Sunshine and 88 for the day-to-day, increasing clouds for tonight. Isolated shower thunderstorm crops up after midnight down to 66. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms around, particularly in the afternoon again with a high around 83. Clouds and some scattered showers and thunderstorms for Thursday up to 84. And the rest of the weekend, into the weekend, sun and clouds and a couple of showers and thunderstorms around into the morning and again for the afternoon. 85 on Friday. Low to mid-80s for Saturday and Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and barbecue gurus, barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and beautiful Eagle residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. 217-328-0562.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary, which means your chance to win. Purchase a Coach House in May or June, then sign up for your chance to win half off or up to $25,000 off your garage. Visit CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck.
ESPN 93.5, July 11th. It's actually Johnny's youngest, Bethany's birthday. Johnny always used to say, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. That's today.
I want to say that Joe Cardinale in Long Island, luxurious Long Island, said it's one of the best days of the year.
Why is it one of the best days of the year for you, Joe Cardinale, retired lieutenant commander, New York Police Department?
Oh, it's great because, first of all, I woke up this morning, so that's a great day.
Yep.
And then... And we don't have the fires from Canada disturbing the air today, so it's actually cool, beautiful, cloud, blue sky day and everything. So, a lot to be appreciated today.
It's awesome. Right. Violent crime defined as a crime in which the offender or perpetrator uses or threatens to use force upon a victim. Violent crimes include homicide, murder, assault, rape, robbery, kidnapping, negligence, manslaughter, sexual assault. The FBI's 2018 Crime in the United States report shows that the violent crime rate in the U.S. for 2018 fell 3.9% from 17, estimated 368.9 offenses per 100,000 inhabitants. The decrease has been attributed to the relaunched Project Safe Neighborhood program, an initiative that brings together law enforcement, prosecutors, and community. This is like 5 years old. Why is this a thing, Joe?
Well, they're trying to sell. They're trying to sell the fact that policing works when they say it works. All right. So all it is good old fashioned police going out there, community based policing, and that's what works in the areas that get it. All right. In the areas that don't get it, like New York City, Chicago, Seattle, they're still having the problems because they still fight the police on every level. All right. I wish they would include one stat in that. In their breakdown. I would love to take away from the violent crime and just go to quality of life crime, all right, and see how that's affected across this nation. Because if you ever show those stats, people will be like, what? And they'll see the real deal that's going on because it starts with the quality of life crimes and it works its way up to these bigger crimes.
And quality of life crime is what, Joe?
Well, that's just like... smoking, doing something in public, drinking in public.
Okay.
It's the broken windows theory, all right, that people fought so hard because they say, oh, don't fight people on that. Come on. But Mayor Giuliani made a successful policing policy with the broken windows theory, with the quality of life crimes, because he got it. He said it starts with the small stuff and they work up to the big stuff. And this is the end result is you get bigger crimes because they're emboldened to do so. So if you do it in the communities that really care, they're going to get it. Crime will go down. The revenue in those cities will go way higher than what it is now. All right. But they really, you hit it on the head, though, with these stats of back from 2017, 2015, because it takes that long to compile all these stats and really put them out there once and for all.
Joe Cardinale on the Tapman's Toy phone line here on ESPN 93.5. The reason crime's going crazy is, a couple of things in my opinion. First, we've disrespected police, meaning that kids are growing up today in some neighborhoods truly believing they're going to be harmed by somebody in uniform. And then secondly, we've essentially taken out a penalty for breaking laws. Joe, what was that about?
Let's not get too excited about these stats that they're promoting, all right? Because everybody's forgetting one big thing, all right? The years that we just discussed, 2015, 2017, or 18, all right, that's when the policing levels were up there, all right? Because of the defunding and because of the disregard for police these days and the disdain for police that's out there, the levels are way lower right now. So I want to see how they're going to do more with so much less and keep those stats where they are. All right, so that's number one. But when you do get the prosecutors on board, all right, and you do have the 1-2-3 punch that you need, police making the arrests, prosecutors prosecuting those arrests, and judges putting the perpetrators away where they belong, all right, that's when you have the recipe for success. But you will not have that in cities like New York City, Seattle, Chicago, where everybody, where it's all based for the criminal. Those criminal justice systems are based for the criminal and the criminal alone.
Well, I don't get no cash. I've never understood no cash bail thing. I don't get that. I don't understand why you let a criminal out, particularly somebody who's done so many offenses and have such a long rap sheet. I don't know how we get this back. I don't know how the genie goes back in the bottle, Joe.
The only way to do it is to get to stop the nonsense, all right, which will not happen in places like Chicago, all right, because they take one idiot out of office and they put a bigger idiot in, all right, and it's just people don't understand the consequences of putting certain elected officials into the positions that they're in, all right, because they change policy and they think the policy is good for the community. It's wrong for the community, all right, because unless you get that 1-2 punch back of the police, the community trusting the police and taking stock in the police and going out there and stopping these gangs and getting the guns off the street, cops becoming proactive instead of reactive all the time, and start getting the numbers back for people that really want to be cops, all right, this is not going to change. And that genie's going to stay out, and that genie's going to give the criminals all the wishes that they want, you know, which is free reign of the cities.
What do you think the percentage, this is just a guess on your part now, what do you think the percentage of interactions police officers have with people are one of the following, drugs, alcohol, or mental illness?
I would say that mental illness right up there is probably the worst, you know, of the worst right now, because with COVID and everything else, they've gone unchecked and those they're out there doing the crimes. But it's all three if you think about it. Drinking is, you know, on the lower end of the spectrum, but drugs, drugs is right there, always has been. And people are going to have to, you know, realize that what's coming across our borders right now is very dangerous, and it's, you know, proliferating our cities to a degree we've never seen before, because once again, unchallenged, unchecked, and this is the end result. All right, so they don't have to worry about China doing what they got to do over there. We're imploding right within our own country.
No, that's right? it's a slow death. I mean, we're allowing all of this infiltration gradually. More problems, more people on the streets. We're allowing more because it's going to offend somebody when we do something, Joe. It's just not going well right now.
No, sir. And that's going to be the next, I believe, topic that's coming up, I think, later on in the week. I think there's going to be something coming up. I'm sure you'll get the note on it. It's with AI doing facial recognition, and that's being challenged already. So you'll see that coming up. But you know what? Policing isn't an exact science, all right? But it's a community-based science where you do need that 1-2 punch. And because they keep demonizing police, all right? And how many times can you just keep bashing the police and blaming them for everything that happens in this country instead of putting the blame where it belongs? With the community leaders that refuse to let the police do their job, all right? I mean, look at the city council in New York. They want the body cam footage on all the police. They want it released immediately without the police going through. And I wrote about it on my website, and I said, this is absolutely ridiculous, all right? How can you give sensitive material to people that just outright hate the police? All you're doing is arming them with more ways to fund the Civilian Complaint Review Board and hold them back.
Joe Cardinale's got to go. Sir, where can we find you? How can people connect with Joe Cardinale?
JoeCardinale.com. You'll see my morning cup of you-know-what on there, and that's for the city council. And you can leave messages, do what you have to do. I'll comment on it. I'll get back to people on it. But that's it, JoeCardinale.com.
You're the man, my friend. Thanks for your work. We appreciate you.
Anytime, my friend. You take care.
Joe Cardinale is Cardinale.
Hear our conversations anytime, steviejay.com.
All right, check podcast. Your sports headlines coming up next.
As our nation celebrates its 247th birthday this July, Gale Frerichs Trucking is extending a firecracker of a deal to professional Class A CDL drivers interested in joining our team. In addition to our standard offering of great percentage pay, paid holidays and vacations, pre-planned dispatches, benefits, home time every weekend, and $1,200 per week gross pay guarantee, drivers that join us in the month of July will receive an additional $247 per week for the first 16 weeks with us. Take the family out to dinner when you're home every weekend, or use it as a Christmas fund. It doesn't matter to us. This is America, and you have the freedom to do with it what you want.
If you have a Class A CDL and would like to explore our regional van and flatbed opportunities and work for a company that works as hard for you as you do for them, call Tim at 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
Experience food, drinks, and fun at the grand reopening of Champion's favorite sports bar, Pia's. Whether you're up for their famous Slugger Burger, never-ending nachos, having a drink with your friends, or watching your favorite sports team, Pia's has you covered. After the forced renovation undergone on the local pub, it's the perfect time to celebrate a return to normal and bring the community together. Don't miss the grand reopening at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
All right, you jump to sports headlines. Diane's got that.
So I was reading some U of I MLB draft news, and Jack Whittaker, 6'4", 210 pound, sixth round of the New York Mets, from what I understand. And then also Riley Gowans went in the ninth round, heading to the Atlanta Braves. He had 5 years in CU as a redshirt junior, so he'll continue his baseball career in the Atlanta Braves system. So congratulations to them. Of course, some of the big headlines out of the MLB was the home run derby yesterday, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Hall of Fame dad, won 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't see how many he slugged out.
Oh,
the park,
it was a lot. I mean, Rodriguez had the most with 42 in a round, 41 in a round. These guys, what happens is they go crazy, but you don't know how many you need to win.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gassed, and then you're tired, and then it's really harder when you're swinging that hard trying to hit that
burn your wick.
You get 3 minutes, and then if you hit a particularly long home runs, you get bonus time.
Okay.
It takes a while, and they are pretty tired at the end, but it's $1 million check.
That's right.
I mean, it's not a lot for those guys, but it's bonus money.
Exactly.
And a cool trophy and designation that you're a winner in the home run derby.
It's fun to watch. Sometimes even funner than this Major League All-Star game tonight, National League versus American League.
I don't know who watches it. I mean, it's kind of, if it's on. I mean, it's just like, okay, if they tie, I don't think they do anything about it, that kind of thing. And it's supposed to be, what, home field for the American or the National League, whoever wins? Is that, they still do that? I don't know. I'm just looking forward to Friday when baseball starts again.
There you go. Game Day Spirit is at Neal Street. Their grand reopening, celebrating 25 years. Their in-store promotions and special events will be happening on Friday the 14th between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. at 1602 South Neal Street. Even opened up that area near the parking lot, so they have a new entryway. I'm looking forward to seeing where Illini fans shop. And speaking of Illini fans, Grange Grove has new tailgating reservations now open. Ooh. And so you can go to this tailgate concierge site. And even if you wish, you can upgrade your rented space to have tent, table, and chairs provided upon arrival of the game day.
I thought those are first come, first serve. That was back when nobody went, huh? Because remember, you go Friday night, grab your spot. Now we're renting?
Now we're getting a little more organized.
Are we suggesting?
Enhance the game day experience for all fans.
We're getting more popular. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Good news. But
so
I mean,
just take note of that.
Set up a tent. It's not going to be a big tent, probably. But
so fans will receive notification regarding the status of their reservation 10 days prior to the game. And this is for a space-only request fulfilled on a first-come, first-served basis. Availability not guaranteed, blah, blah, blah. Grange Grove, open since 2015, is enhancing the fan experience.
No, it's good. And if you have to start renting them and organize, it means more people are doing it. That's awesome. And obviously, the location's good, right?
Tailgater
right
Concierge is offering this turnkey tailgate options for Fighting Illini football fans. So,
yep.
Good stuff.
Okay. All right, we'll check your weather, get Dr. Todd going. It's ESPN 93.5 as we check your weather with our very smart meteorologist.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity, par for the course. July weather on tap for the day today. And as expected, a more active weather pattern shaping up heading through the rest of the weekend. Into the weekend, too. Series of disturbances up aloft and then reinforcing cool fronts. And they'll tend to stall out just to our south with disturbances tracking along them further. And the end result each day, some degree of shower thunderstorm activity and added drought improvement expected for the foreseeable future. Sunshine and 88 for the day-to-day, increasing clouds for tonight. Isolated shower thunderstorm crops up after midnight down to 66. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, occasional showers, thunderstorms around, particularly in the afternoon again with a high around 83. Clouds and some scattered showers and thunderstorms for Thursday up to 84. And the rest of the weekend into the weekend, sun and clouds and a couple of showers and thunderstorms around into the morning and again for the afternoon. 85 on Friday, low to mid-80s for Saturday and Sunday. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
All right, Tuesdays we talk a little with Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign. You awake, Todd?
I am awake and driving my car, so I'm going to pull over here and be happy.
And any co-workers with you today? Or
the co-workers are on the job. I'm actually off to see my doctor today, so it's my turn to go see what happened.
Wow. I didn't know 39-year-old guys went to the doctor because you're so healthy,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, they... Good physical specimen, you know how it is.
So when your herd, and we're not sure how many dogs you have, we think it's over 15. Is that correct?
That's probably correct. Even I couldn't tell you for sure.
You don't line them up and say, okay, let's number off here. Okay, let's number them off. Roll call.
That's it. They move as one.
And what do you do in a storm? You have them all in, but are some bothered by thunder?
Yeah, we do have some that are bothered. You know, really the best thing to do is we shut everybody inside, turn the TV up, and just act like everything's normal. You get the TV up a little loud, and it's amazing. It seems to really help our guys quite a bit.
But you have to keep your herd as a herd. You can't allow one on your lap because you'll have 16 on your lap, right? Is that kind of...
No, we've gone through that before. Yeah, you can have dogs under your feet, over you, and behind you. They like to go over. But no, we just kind of pretty much act like it's normal. You know, I have a lot of people that, you know, are on the drugs to kind of control that.
Yeah.
The 4th of July is just an awful. I sold so many drugs for doggies. It's crazy.
Well, it helps, right? I mean,
right.
And
there's
still,
it does help.
Somebody was firing off fireworks on Sunday night. I saw it. I mean, it's like a seasonal thing.
It
now.
Is.
It's not a day anymore. It's like voting. You can do it any 40 days around it. That's
but
what you're going to
do. But good tip, Todd, in the sense that just turn up things in your own home so it kind of drowns out that sound and doesn't cause them to be so skittish.
Right. We have one, our patio doors open all the time so they can go in and out. And when they know when it's cranking up, and then it's time to walk up. And it's amazing. The routine is you settle down when we do that.
You know, too, you also do free eating, meaning your dogs have food available. But, you know, and some of the puppies we've had, like Charlie, would have just eaten. How do you control weight in a mass group?
That is a problem. We have certain dogs that are definitely overweight, especially when they get spayed or neutered. Just the metabolic rate slows way down. They just gain weight eating the same amount of food.
Well, because they're going to go hog the food because they're just a little more aggressive. And
right.
You can't put them in like a cow stall. You just don't have that many air. That's what you need.
Right.
I'm telling you. And then, of course, I did do the research on dog hair. And, you know, you can make a warmer sweater than wool out of dog hair.
Mm.
So you would have so much supply. You could have a Christmas sweater sale, Todd.
You know, I could retire on dog hair.
I mean,
I can tell you what vacuum sweepers work and what don't.
Yeah, but I'm serious. I did do the research, and it is warmer than wool, so meaning you'd be beating sweat inside when you had your dog sweater on. So anyway.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay, so you're still doing dog baths, and what is that, $35?
$35, and if you're a Petco client, it's only $30.
Wow.
So it pays to be a Petco client, and... Yeah, I want people to convert when they come meet us. That's the big thing. What a fun team I have right now.
Well, I know you have a bunch of good people, and I saw
awesome.
Them just the other day. Okay, how do people connect with you, Todd Likens?
Miss Taylor has already been working since 6:30 at 217-355-5051.
Thank you, my friend.
See you guys.
Talk soon.
Might want to get a dozen roses for Taylor. It is the day at Blossom Basket Florist, 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana. 70 years, 25th anniversary, and a free dozen roses while supplies last today. That's at 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana at Blossom Basket Florist. You know, Todd has such a great team he was bragging about with the groomers and Taylor on the text line. Might as well treat them to some flowers and just divide up that dozen roses.
We can do that too. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. See if we can get more information on this now. Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ron Bailey.
Hi, Ron.
Live on the radio.
Hi.
It's Blossom Basket Floor's 25th anniversary. Can you believe the Bailey family has done this 25 years supplying such incredible floral arrangement? Oh, 25, Ron?
Yes. Yes, it's been 25 years since we first bought the shop.
So why are you giving away your flowers here in the next 2 days? Dozen roses for free, Ron. Talk to me. That doesn't sound like good business to me.
Well, we're Christians. Sometimes we don't make good decisions. We just do stuff because that's what God tells us to do. But we're trying to show our customers how much we appreciate the support over the years. The business has been great to our family and to the families of our employees. And we've been able to give away. I would venture to say, Stevie, over the last 25 years, we've given away $100,000 worth of flowers.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, that's what you've done. That's why you're such a good man, a good family. So, folks, it's a free dozen roses today, tomorrow. While supplies last, I should add, right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And what are your hours today and tomorrow?
We're open from 8 to 5 today and tomorrow.
You said
come into the shop, the front door, and we got them sitting there. We'll hand you a dozen roses.
Wow!
And thank you for being our customer.
I would strongly recommend that people do it today. That's what I would recommend. Because
I probably would too.
I mean, there's a guy giving away a dozen roses. You want to wait till tomorrow? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Ron, have we got a variety of colors to choose from? What do you got?
Yes, they're all assorted. We've got some red, yellow, white, pink, mixed color, two-tone. So we've got a real wide variety of colors.
Is it, you know, if Diane and I show up, do we need to wear a fake nose and glasses? Or is that...
No. You guys just come in.
Because I mean, this is
of our shop.
I want to. I'm thinking leaving the show early to come. I mean, come on, man! It's a free dozen roses. Listen, keep up the fine work. Thank you for the Blossom Basket for 25 years for your family. Thanks for giving back so much to the community, Ron. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, thank you.
You bet. Talk soon, Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket Floors.
Nice.
You heard me right.
Free dozen roses.
Free dozen roses. So now I'm getting kind of antsy. I need to get up there. It opens at 2 minutes.
Yep.
So 2 minutes time, Blossom Basket is open. I would not wait till tomorrow. Now I'm thinking before noon.
Kerr and Cunningham in Urbana, 1002 North Cunningham. Get on over there.
Yeah. And if you want to look around, pretend you're going to buy something else, that's nice of you. But you know you're not going to do it. You're just going to grab the roses.
Yeah, I know.
So go buy or get a dozen roses. And then the next time you want a dozen roses, support them.
You know where to go.
Okay, the news coming up, another action-packed hour, including a guy from Beckman Institute, the University of Illinois, that's trying to figure out how to use salt water for, like, water.
Yeah.
Why is that so hard to desalinate water?
Right.
Why? I mean, just strain it. I mean, why can't I take if you had the ocean as usable drinking water,
yes.
We would never have drinking
I
water.
I know it.
So there's a real smart guy.
It's fascinating, all the research happening.
Well, we've got so many geniuses on campus. Can you imagine the Trivial Pursuit team you could form at the University of Illinois with some of the brainiacs? You'd have to have tryouts and stuff.
There you go.
And then you'd have every pie covered. I'm kind of getting ready. Family reunion in Ohio in a week.
Okay.
And it's women against men. The women won last year, so... Trying to get our pies in order because who knows science and then who knows sports and entertainment and all that stuff. Anyway, we got that coming up in our next hour. Stand by. It is the 11th of July. It's Tuesday. The news coming up from Fox. More weather with Greg. And, of course, sports all just ahead. All-Star Game tonight. It's 2 before 8 o'clock.
The Virginia Theater has some great live performances. Ann Wilson's show, July 27th. Known the world over as founder and lead singer-songwriter of Heart, you can win tickets to check out Ann Wilson's show, July 27th, by texting in the word Heart to 217-359-2255. Try to win a free pair of tickets to the show from your favorite radio station. Ann Wilson and Trip Center, July 27th. Tickets available now at thevirginia.org.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the